71. And I was at a gig in the Queen Elizabeth Hall a few weeks ago. A guy of Irish descent, Ross Daly, who's a lira player, who is well known in Crete. And I just find there are extraordinary things. Even Rory would have enjoyed Ross Daly. And Ross Daly, I know, knew Rory's music. But Scott and Sue Duncan are flying the flag of the blues. And whilst many of you may not necessarily know blues, you might know it from John Lee Hooker doing the Budweiser ad, or for that matter, Howlin' Wolf doing various ads. It's an extraordinary music because it's from the heart. And the one thing about Rory, in all the times that we met, and the last time we did meet was for the RTC Arts Fest. And I had the great pleasure of coming down here and spending many hours with him after the show that night, talking into the small hours. And we had a lovely time. And he was that kind of guy. He was a great man for the repartee and recalling great stories of bluesmen. But I'd like to introduce you now to Scott and Sue Duncan. The presentation being made is the Scroll of Honour. And previous recipients of this have been Peter Green, John Mayall, the late Joanne Kelly, the late Alexis Corner. And would you please put your hands together for Scott and Sue Duncan. Thank you.
First of all, I'd just like to say thank you very much to everyone from the Arts Festival who's invited us over. We've been having a great time in Cork. This is only our second visit to Ireland, and we're loving it. I'd just like to tell you a little bit about Blueprint magazine. It's, as Marcus said, it's a monthly blues publication which tries to cover the international spectrum of the blues and the European blues scene. Each year,